question.
我想问大家一个问题。
Does anybody remember what the church theme is for the year?
今年教会的主题是什么？有人记得吗？
Liberty from the world.
So liberty 就是从世界的捆绑当中的释放。
Liberty from worldly thinking.
就是从世俗的思维方式中也是被释放。
And the values of the world.
而且还有这个世界的世俗的这种价值观中被得到释放。
And one of the places where worldly thinking is defined is in 1 John.
我们圣经里面的约翰一书里面呢，曾经对世俗的价值观有过一段这样的描述。
And there, the Apostle John says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world."
使徒约翰说，不要爱这个世界，不要爱这个世界里面的那些东西。
He actually says, "If anybody loves the world, the love of God the Father is not in them."
他甚至说，如果有人爱这个世界呢，爱神的心就不在他里面了。
And one of the interesting things is when he goes on, he says, there's the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. This is sin, and we understand that.
那使徒约翰说，这个我们眼目的情欲、肉体的私欲和今生的骄傲，这些东西都是罪。所以这一点，我想我们都能够理解。
But then he goes on to say, the boastful pride of life.
可是呢，使徒上进一步的告诉我们说，这个属于今世的这一切，我们值得让我们骄傲、让我们夸口的，这些也是罪。
And that's hard for us to understand because we learn to admire people with pride.
这个难理解的原因是因为我们见到有些看起来很骄傲的那些人呢，我们禁不住会羡慕那些人。
Sometimes pride drives us to being very successful, and then we think that's great.
因为有的时候在当今的这个世界上呢，骄傲有可能会让人变看起来很成功，在这个世界上很成功。
But Jesus tells a parable that reminds us that we have to be very careful about the things that we are proud of.
但是主耶稣设过一个比喻，告诉我们说，我们必须要千万要小心。要小心心中的那个骄傲。
So as we go on to the first part of the Bible passage,
好吧，我们先看今天的经文的前一部分哈。
Jesus will talk about pride.
这里主耶稣谈到骄傲的问题。
So it says here in Luke 18, and he's talking to a group of Pharisees.
这里是路加福音十八章里面主耶稣谈到一些这个法利赛人。
So here it says he told this parable to some who they trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And you can think they trusted in themselves that they were right.
这里主的比喻是讲给哪些人听？是讲给那些仗着自己是义人的听的。就是这些人他是仗着他自己。
So they trust in themselves.
所以他们是相信他们自己。
They think they are right.
他觉得自己是对的。
And third, they look at others with contempt.
看着别人呢，却是藐视别人。
Those are successful people.
这些人往往都是很成功人士。
Those are the kind of people that get far.
而且人生的路上走起来很顺畅。
So Jesus warns us.
但是呢，主恰恰在这里警告我们。
And it comes to a warning for people who have pride, but it also comes as encouragement to people that struggle.With guilt.
这里主警告着骄傲，但同时也鼓励那些谦卑自己的人。
So there's two men and they go up to pray. We all know this. There's two men that go up to pray. One is a Pharisee and the other is a tax collector.
这里两个人去殿里祷告，一个呢是法利赛人，另外一个呢是税吏。
And so you know this Pharisee, of course, is a teacher.
大家我们想都应该都明白，法利赛人当时的这个社会里面，他们是经学老师、教师。
So it's good to think of him not only as a religious person, but also as a teacher. You can think of him as a university professor.
所以表面上看起来呢，这个法利赛人不光是 一个宗看起来很有宗教虔诚的那个人，同时呢有很有地位的一个教授级的人物。
Okay, so I'm the Pharisee and he is the teacher.
所以在这里我们两个，一个是法利赛人，一个是教师。
But look at what he does. It says he prays and he's standing by himself. They always stood when they prayed.
这里呢，两个人去祷告。法利赛人祷告的时候是站着。那当时他们祷告的时候都是站着祷告。
Now notice his focus is not on God but on himself.
但是法利赛人祷告的时候，他眼睛盯着那个不是神，乃是他自己。
So he's not focused on God, nor is he focused on praying for the people around him.
所以祷告的时候，他不是说聚焦在神的身上，乃是他自己和身边的人的身上。
Because he's very successful.
但是呢，这个人确实看起来很成功的一个人。
So he stands by himself and he prays thus, God, I thank you that I am.
所以他自己站着祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人。
Ah, I am and I am not like other people.
我和别人不一样。
Okay, and then he lists a few and he says, swindlers, unjust, or even this tax collector.
别人什么样啊？在他眼里面是这样，他列举了几点。我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像那个税吏。
Now, notice that tax collector, we don't know anything about his sin, it's just that he has sort of a job that people don't like.
那这个比喻里面谈到这个税吏具体犯了哪些不义的事情、罪的事情，我们这里并不知道。但我们仅仅了解，就是说当时社会里面呢，税吏那个工作是很让人厌恶的。
He could be saying, God, I thank you that I am great and successful, and I thank you I'm not like a janitor mopping floors like that man.
那如果换到今天这个情况，这个法利赛人也可能会说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像旁边的那个清洁工啊，比方就是那一类的工作。
But the tax collector, look, it says that he was standing far off, very far from God.
可是这个税吏呢，他是什么呀？他是远远的站着，就是说不敢靠近。
And because of his shame, it says he would not even lift his eyes up to heaven.
心里面非常的羞愧，连举目望天也不敢。
Now we don't know what the problem is.
当然我们不是很清楚这个税吏他具体的问题是在哪里。
We do know that he not only does not lift his eyes to heaven, but he beats his chest and says, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
但有一点很清楚，他不但是不敢举目望天，他甚至还捶着自己的胸脯说什么？说神啊，怜悯我，因为我是个罪人。
What could be his sin?
他的罪究竟是什么？
Could be something really bad.
也可能是确实是件很罪恶的事情。
Could be that he yelled at his wife.
也许他对他自己的老婆这个发脾气大吼。
Maybe his conscience is so great that he realizes, in light of God's holiness, when he yells at his wife, there's something wrong.
也许是他心里面对神的认识非常的深，所以他自己对自己妻子发脾气的时候呢，心中会感到很深的痛悔。
So Jesus comes out with this warning for the proud man and encouragement for the humble, and he says, I tell you, this man, that is the sinner, the man who says he's a sinner, this man went to his house justified.
所以这里主呢，警告骄傲的人，却是鼓励谦卑的人。他说，这个谦卑的人回家里面，倒算为义了。
Rather than the other.
而另外一个法利赛人呢，却没有得到算为义。
For I tell you, this is what Jesus says: everybody who exalts himself will be humbled.
而且主说，凡自高的必降为卑。
And everybody who humbles himself will be exalted.
那自我谦卑的呢，必要升为高。
So let me just pray momentarily and actually ask God.To be here this morning.
好不好？现在我们就做一个祷告，让神来感动我们的心。
Father God, I do pray that this morning, as we stand before you in your holiness and your righteousness,
父神，我们祈求今天早晨我们来到你的殿中，站在你的面前，看到你的圣洁、你的公义的时候。
We recognize that the Bible is your word and we need to stand in fear of you.
我们口里承认，我们心里也相信，圣经上的话语是你自己的话语，我们应当有一个敬畏的心来研读你的话语。
So I pray that as we speak this morning, your Holy Spirit will cleanse each of us.
我们祈求，今天早晨在这里听讲道的时候，你的圣灵亲自的来洁净我们的心怀意念。
And may your word be honored.
愿你的话语得到这里，得到尊崇。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
这样求是奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Okay, so several years ago, actually it was about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, I moved to the University of Missouri to become a pastor of an international church.
那 十三年前呢，我从这个密苏里大学搬到一家国际教会。
And the university was really excited because they had received $1 million from this man, Ken Lay.
当时这个大学呢非常振奋，因为得到了一大笔100多万元的一个资金，来源是这个叫Ken Lay 捐的。
And Ken Lay had grown up in this town, Columbia, Missouri. He went to high school there. He went to college for his undergrad, and then he got his master's degree there.
这个人呢是在那个城市里长大的，基本上上学，小学、初中、大学都是从那个在那个学城市里读的。
Very successful man.
后来变得企业上非常的成功。
He went on to get his PhD in economics, and then he became a high government official.
拿到经济学博士之后呢，又在政府里做高官。
And then he built up the seventh largest corporation in America.
而且亲手创立了美国第七大这个公司。
If you're a little older, you may remember Enron.
如果在座的上了年纪的话，你可能会记得那个 Enron 公司。
Enron was a great company.
但曾经呢，这个公司非常的很风光，做得很大。
So you can see that in Fortune magazine, it says of the best companies to work for, Enron's best.
当时这个财富，这个杂志上呢，曾经把它评为是，就说为这家公司工作是最幸福的一个公司。
And for 6 years in a row,
连续六年
，Fortune magazine claimed that Enron was the most creative, innovative corporation in America.
他被这个财富杂志评为是在美国最最富于那种创意创新精神的一个公司。
And Ken Lay was the highest paid CEO in America, which may mean he was the highest paid person in the world.
当时这个 Ken Lay 的这个薪水在美国的这种公司高管当中是最高的，也就意味着可能在当时在全球这个高管里面呢，他可能就是拿薪水最高的那个人。
So when he wants to give $1 million to the university to establish a chair of economics, the university was very proud.
所以他捐100万给这个密苏里大学要设立一个经济学的一个客座教授的时候呢，这个大学肯定觉得非常的自豪，能够得到这样一笔的捐款。
Suddenly things changed.
但是突然好像一夜之间，这个事情就变了。
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
你还记得我谈的这个 Enron 叫什么安然公司的这个情况吗？
And as we go on, we're going to see in the next slide that this is actually not just Ken Lay, but there's this man by the name of Jeffrey Skilling.
这个公司里面呢，不光是他这个人有问题，而且还有其他的那些高级主管啊。
They built up this unbelievably wealthy corporation, and many people thought these are the smartest men in America.
这些人呢，打造出这么一个庞大、这样一个成功的一个超级的企业，很多人为他们工作，认为说这些人肯定是绝顶这个聪明的那些人呢。
As a matter of fact, when they would go places, that's what people called them, the smartest guys in the room.
甚至呢，这些人去到任何一个地方和人家这个见面的时候呢，那些人都会称他们是说啊，你们是这个房间里面最聪明的那一群人。
But then suddenly everything changed.
但是突然之间变了。
Do you remember why?
还记得原因是什么吗
In just weeks, the whole entire corporation completely collapsed.
就仅仅几个星期当中，这个整个的这个公司就垮掉了。
I have a family friend who is retired.
我自己甚至我我家里面有一个朋友，他现在已经退休了。
One day lost $40,000 of his retirement.
一天之内，他曾经就是说丧失掉四万多美元的这种退休金。
These men were thieves and liars.
因为呢，就是这个，Enron 公司里面这些高管呢，他实际上是骗子。
Matter of fact, they were so filled with lies, but lies with pride and confidence.
他们说了很编造了很多很多的谎言。但是呢，因为他们充满了那种骄傲自信的那个心，所以别人没有看出来。
So that they were able to go to the government and get them to approve a very deceptive way of doing accounting.
这些人甚至就能够到，甚至到这个政府里面，说服这些政府机关批准，让他们做一个非常非常这种不合乎正常的这种财经程序的那种做法。
In the last year, these guys took out about $300 million from the corporation.
那在这个公司倒闭前的一年之内嘛，他们就从这些各种各样的投资的公司里面就盗取了大约有30多亿吧美元的这种资产。
Because they knew that their lies.Brought the corporation to a place of collapse, and the corporation was about to collapse.
因为当时他们知道，这个公司常年就是靠这种欺骗经营的，所以现在到了倒闭不可避免的这一刻的时候呢，他们就赶快把这些这个资金呢抽出来，然后他们就逃掉。
The smartest men in the room were driven by pride.
这些所谓的这个地方最聪明的这些人呢。驱动他们的动机乃是一种骄傲
，pride，
是骄傲。
It deceives us.
骄傲呢，能够让我们自欺欺人，欺骗我们自己。
It drives us to things that are ungodly.
它会驱动我们去寻求那些不符合神心意的东西。
Let us look at what Jesus says here.
让我们来看一看主耶稣自己的教导。
You know, what does he say about this Pharisee?
他怎么评论这个法利赛人的
？They trusted in themselves.
第一，他是信靠的是他们自己。
You know, they had confidence.
很自信。
A lot of self-confidence.
非常多非常多那种自信。
They were right.
觉得自己是对的，正确的。
You know, Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, they were right. They were confident. That's why everybody believed in them.
那两位 Ken Lay 和他呢，他们觉得自己总是对的。别人呢也因此很相信他们。
You know, but it says they also viewed others with contempt.
而且他们看别人呢也是瞧不起。
They're not as smart as I am.
没有他们那么聪明。
They're not as successful as I am.
也没有他们那么成功。
Not as rich as I am.
更没有他们那样富裕。
Not as educated as I am.
而且教育程度也没他们高。
You know, this being right, trusting in yourselves, and being better than other people.Led to their destruction.
所以他们这种自我抬高，觉得高人别人一等，别人不如，他们的这种心态呢，导致他们最后的失败。
That's why Jesus says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled."
主耶稣说，凡自高的必降为卑。
But also listen to the second part.
但是呢，接着还有这样一句话。
Because this speaks not only to the people that have pride.But this parable is supposed to speak to not us, because I'm a Pharisee. I got my own pride.
因为这个比喻呢，讲的不仅仅是那些自高骄傲的人，还讲到了像一些这个自卑的人，就自我谦卑的那些人。
It also speaks to the people who know that they have sin in their lives and feel shame and they feel guilty before God.
所以谈到的还有就是说，如果我们心里面知道自己是一个罪，而且充满了那种忧伤、痛悔、羞耻的感觉的，心里面有这种人，也谈到这些人。
And to those people, what God says is, you are humble. When you are humbled, in due time, God will exalt you.
对于这些人呢，神说的却是说， 因为你自卑，所以在神的时间里面时候呢，他必将你升高。
And so there's three parts I would like to address today.
所以今天我想讲三个方面。
That is pride.
第一是骄傲。
Humility.
第二谦卑。
But most important, the cross of Jesus Christ.
最重要的就是主耶稣基督的十字架。
So we're going to go on to pride, the next slide.
所以我们先看一看骄傲。
And we will look at this Pharisee.
先仔细地看看这个法利赛人。
There we go. Now,Think about this man.
所以现在我们来考虑一下这个法利赛人这个人。
It looks like he's describing a prayer.
这里呢是他是在是描述他在祷告。
But he's actually talking about the way people think.
但是呢，这个比喻实际上讲的是这两个人他心里面想的是什么。
And I think we need to remember there's something very self-deceptive about pride.
所以有一点我想我们必须要很清楚，就是说这个骄傲呢是带有很大的一种欺骗性的。
That's why it's very dangerous.
所以也很危险。
Here this Pharisee, he stands, he's praying to himself.
所以这个法利赛人祷告的时候他是站着，而且祷告的时候是对着他自己祷告的。
This is the man that he believes in himself.
他很自信呢。
He trusts in himself that he is right.
他相信自己是对的。
So he looks down on other people. He views them with contempt.
所以呢，他就觉得自己能够看着别人去藐视别人。
He's got pride.
所以他心里面是骄傲的。
He's very successful.
那也是很成功。
Later, Peter says something.
那后来，使徒彼得曾经说这样说过。
You know, Jesus said.He who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
耶稣说过，自高的必要变为降为卑，自卑的必要升为高。
Decades later, I think Peter says the same thing. He says, God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
那几十年过了以后，使徒彼得自己也这样写着说，神是阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
That's quite a thing to say. If you are proud, God is against you.
这句话确实是不同寻常，就是说，如果你是骄傲的话，神实际上是在抵挡你。
And we don't really think about that.
我们平常我觉得很难能够这样去想。
Back in the Proverbs, there's one, Proverbs 21:4. It says, whoever has a haughty eyes, that's the same as they look at others with contempt.
箴言里面也曾经提到21:4说，讲到一个眼高，就是眼气高大，也就是看不起别人的那些人。
Haughty eyes, 看不起，
就是看不起眼高眼。
And a proud heart,
心傲，心里骄傲。
When he says that this is the lamp.Of the wicked. I don't think it's in Chinese, but in English, it says, this is the lamp of the wicked. This is what guides wicked people.
这句话就是说，眼高心傲。我们这里的翻译说，这乃是罪。也可以，原文是说，眼高心傲。这就是罪人他们走路的时候所用的那个灯。就是他们在人生走的时候，靠的是什么？眼高心傲。
And what he says, it's sin.
但是这里告诉我们，这些乃是罪。
And this is hard because we actually think pride is something that drives us to success.
这个难理解的原因就是我们通常会觉得说，骄傲或者是这种自豪、这种自信，乃是让人成功、能够得到成功的一个东西。
We don't call it pride; we call it self-confidence.
我们不会说是用骄傲这个字，我们可能会用自信啊。
We don't call it having a haughty eyes that looks down on other people. It's just plain being better than other people.
我们就可能不会用这种眼高瞧不起别人这种难听的词。我们可以会说我们比他们要强一等。
But when we have pride, it actually says not only that we're better than God, better than other people. It actually says that we don't think much of God.
但是我们心中若真的有骄傲。不光是让我们瞧不起别人，而且让我们觉得说，我觉得神好像也没有那么崇高和圣洁吧。
Now, let me look at the next slide. I want you to see this.
我们来看下一个这个。
The people in the EM will remember it. But notice, up here, what happens is as we become a Christian and we grow, if we grow and become more and more and more aware of God's holiness, it changes the way we think about ourselves.
上面这两个箭头就是在描述我们做这信主以后，我们慢慢在信心上增长的过程当中呢，上面那个往上指那个箭头就是说，如果我们对神的圣洁认识的越来越深的时候，
And so as we become greater and greater and greater aware of God's holiness, we also become more and more and more aware of how deep sin is in our hearts.
与此同时，我们对自己究竟有多少的罪，这个认识也越来越深。
We see God's holiness and we suddenly realize sin is not just what we do, not what we say, but it's even what we think and how we feel.
认识到神圣洁，就让我们看到自己的罪，不光是我们做的事情上，口中的话语中有罪，就连我们心中的心怀意念里面都含有罪。
And as we grow in our awareness of God's holiness and in our awareness of sin, it should bring us to a place of humility before God.
我们越认识神的圣洁，越认识自己的罪，就越能让我们愿意来到神的面前，寻求他的怜悯。
But you know, we have two parts. We have the new man, the old man. We have the spirit and we have the flesh.
但是我们有两个部分，就是我们有新人，也有那个旧人。我们有这个灵，我们灵，但我们同时也有肉体。
And underneath the flesh and underneath the old man is pride.
肉体和老我之下呢，就是我们的骄傲。
And pride says, "I'm not that big of a sinner."
骄傲就告诉我们说，我不是那么坏的一个罪人。
So we grow in a sense of God's holiness, and we grow a little bit in the sense of our own sinfulness.
所以在我们信徒成长的过程当中，我们越来越认识到神的圣洁，也慢慢认识到我们的罪。
And then pride comes, and it says, "Oh, well, do you know, I'm not really that sinful."
但是慢慢的，这个骄傲就来了，告诉我们说啊，我的罪没有那么严重。
Pride deceives us into rejecting a knowledge of how sinful we are.
所以欺骗我们，让我们不愿意认识神的圣洁是多么的圣洁。
So we grow in our knowledge of our sinfulness, and then we suddenly stop growing, and we say, "Okay, this is it, no more. I'm not dealing with any more deeper sins."
所以结果就是，我们认识到自己的罪，越来越认识的越多。这个过程里面呢，因为骄傲来了，所以我们就变得不再愿意更深的认识我们有多少罪。
Maybe that hasn't happened to you, but I've had that happen to me.
可能在座的你还没有经历这样的一个事情，但是我本人已经经历了这样一个过程。
And when pride does that and says we're not that sinful, it also means that we stop growing in our holiness.Our sense of God's holiness.
所以当骄傲让我们否认自己是那么的有罪的时候，同时也让我们慢慢的对神的圣洁也不那么敏感了，也不那么深刻的认识了。
Now listen.
所以这一点请大家听清楚。
When pride says, "I'm not that sinful."
如果那个骄傲的心告诉我们说，我的罪没那么严重。
What we don't realize is pride is saying something else.
实际上，这里骄傲在告诉我们究竟是什么呢？
Pride is also saying God is not that holy.
他实际上说神也没有那么圣洁。
Let me say that again.
再讲一遍。
Pride says I am not that sinful, but it is also saying God is not that holy.
当骄傲说我罪没那么严重，这句话的时候。同时说的是神也没有那么圣洁。
So as God wants to help us deal deep with sins, our pride comes in and says no more. And instead of growing in our knowledge of God's holiness, we stop growing in God's holiness, and we become in control.
所以神是要帮助我们，让我们越来越认识到自己的罪，但是骄傲这个时候就过来。拦阻我们，不让我们认识到自己有多少的罪，让我们变得就是说，我要掌管自己的人生，掌管我的一切，不是让神来掌管。
有道理吗？
这样讲是不是能够讲得通，或者大家 能不能听得明白？
Okay, now as we go on back to looking at the Pharisee,
现在我们再回头看看这个法利赛人。
I have to say something.
啊，有句话我要说。
Okay, next slide. Pride, there is three self-pride.
这个骄傲呢，里面含有三个自我。
三个自我。
三自
我。Okay, okay, this is it. Okay.在大陆有三次教会，对吧？
对
，The Three Self Church。
在大陆有个就是叫三字教会，对不对？
可是三次教会不是三次骄傲。
我们所说的这个三字的骄傲哈，不是在说三字教会。
It's not the same。
不一回事，两者不是一回事。
Don't think I'm saying anything about the church。
这里我不是在批判那个教会哈。批评那个教会。
But when we look at this man, pride comes out in three different ways.
但这个法利赛人他的骄傲呢，就有三种表现，就是三个自我方面的一种表现。
You know, pride comes out in many ways, but these are just the ways that I see here.
骄傲的形式当然很多，但这里面有三点特别的显著。
So first is pride is self-focused.
第一呢，骄傲是自我，就是您自我这个聚焦，怎么讲，就是他定睛在自己的身上。
I'm focused on myself and everybody else should focus on me.
就我的眼睛是盯在我自己的身上，别人也应该把我当成是他们注意力的中心。
Pride is also self-important.
那骄傲呢，还非常的认为自己非常的重要，自重。
I'm really important and everybody else must know that I'm important and tell me that I'm important.
我那么重要，每个人都得要知道我多么重要，而且还得要告诉我多么的重要。
And finally, pride is self-exalting.
最后呢，骄傲还自我抬升，自我抬高就自高。
So now that you're all focused on me, and now that you all know how important I am, now that you all know that I am right and better than you, I will rise up.
现在每个人眼睛都盯在我身上了，知道我多么重要了，而且我有多么的高尚了的时候，这个时候我就能够把自己抬高，让自己成功。
I'm the smartest guy in the room.
我就是这个房间里最聪明的那一位。
Don't you all see that?
你们难道看不见吗？
That's what pride wants to do.
所以骄傲呢，所做的就是这种事情。
So think about this Pharisee. He walks in and he starts praying. But notice it says he's praying to himself.
所以来看这个法利赛人，他来祷告了。他这里讲是，他站着，然后自言自语，就是说他祷告这个话是对他自己说的。
Okay, so when we come and pray, we have these nice little seats. They're comfortable, and we close our heads and we pray inside, and we never say anything.
那我们可能来到这个教会里，坐在这么舒服的椅子上，低下头，闭上眼睛，脑心里面在想一些东西，认为那是祷告。
But in that day, people would come to the temple, and there would be a big courtyard outside, and everybody would stand. They stand, and they raise their hands.
当时人来到圣殿这一个很大的庭院的时候呢，他们是基本上是站着，然后举起他们的手来祷告。
And they speak out loud.
然后祷告的时候，他们都是出声祷告。
Okay, it's not like us.
和我们今天有点不太一样。
It's also not like the Koreans pray.
It is like Korean.
It's not like the Koreans pray.
也和这个韩国人祷告的方式也不一样。
You know, when they pray, they all stand there and everybody is shouting at the top of their voice all at the same time. So you can't hear anything.
韩国人祷告的时候是大家站在一起，然后举手上天，一起大声出声祷告，所以你也听不清谁在祷告什么。
No, this is probably sort of in the middle. They're standing, they're talking, they're praying. People around can hear.
那法利赛人这个祷，他们当时这个祷告可能是比较中间的那种，大家都站着，都在出声祷告，但是你可能能够听得清楚别人在说什么。
God, I thank you that I am.
说神啊，我感谢你。
God, I thank you.
他说真的是感谢你啊。
For me.
因为是为什么？因为是为我是这么好的一个人来感谢你。
Yeah, God, everybody should be thankful for me.
他每个人都应该因为我这么好而向你献上感谢。
Notice he's not praising God.
他不是说 在赞美神是多么好。
Notice he's not saying, God, you are so holy and you created the world and I thank you that you have mercy on me. No, that's not what he's saying.
不是说神啊，感谢你那么圣洁，创造了一切，同时又怜悯我，因为这个来感谢你。
He's focused on himself.
但是他这个注意力呢，是集中在他自己。
God, I thank you, I am.
他说，感谢你神。
Remember, he's praying in front of a group of people, and everybody's listening to him.
他是这祷告的时候站在别人的面前，每个人都能听得见他在说什么。
So God, I'm not like other people. I thank you. I'm not like all of these other people around me.
神啊，他我和别人不一样，和旁边这些人，我和他们都不同。
He's self-important.
他自己觉得自己非常的重要。
I'm going to stand here in front of this group of people, and I'm going to stand in the middle and say, God, I am not like any of these people.
他往众人面前一站。就说神啊，感谢你，我和这些人可不一样。
Remember what Peter did on that last night? He said, "All these others will betray you, but I will never betray you."
他记得使徒彼得那前那句话，他说其他人可能都会逃跑，但我不会。
No, here he stands. I'm not like all these other people. I've got this important characteristic in me. I'm better than others.
同样的，这个法利赛人说，我和其他人可不一样，我有一个非常。重要的一个特征就是他们那些人会怎么样？我和他们不同。
I'm not even like that janitor.
我和旁边那个清洁工不一样。
Remember that tax collector? He's condemning him when he says, "I am not like the tax collector." He's basically condemning him for his job, for his career.
所以法利赛人说：“你看那个税吏，他说这句话的时候呢，实际上是在。”定那个税吏的罪。
And then when he stands there and he prays to all the other people around him and he says, I fast twice a week and I pay tithes of everything, what he's saying is, I am so good at walking with God and doing everything that God wants. I do it all.
法利赛人说，我一个礼拜禁食两次。凡我所得都捐上十分之一。他列举这些事情的时候是在说什么？他意思就是说，你看我和神同行，走的是多么的好，比别人要好了多少。我在神面前是义的，没有罪的。
He's focused on himself.
注意力还是在他自己的身上。
He's more important than other people.
比别人要重要。
And he should be exalted to a better position than other people.
他应该比别人有更高的位置。
Jesus says something interesting.
耶稣的话很有意思。
You know, he says that this humble man goes to his house justified.
说那个自卑那个税吏呢，回家以后他倒算是为义了。
Rather than the other man.
那个人，法利赛人却没有。
So when he says not like the other man, what he is saying is this man went to his house and he was not justified, he was not righteous in the eyes of God.
就是说法利赛人回到家以后。他在神的眼里面却不算是为义的，神并不看他为义的。
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled.
不管是谁自高，他必要降为卑。
And then in the next little tiny story, and it looks like it's connected at the same time as him telling this, people are bringing children to him.
所以这段经文接下来的那一段经文里面，好像和这个也有关联，就是当时有人把很多小孩子。要带到耶稣面前，让他去摸他们。
So Jesus says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little tiny child, he's not going to enter. He is also speaking about the man with pride.
那这里耶稣说，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。这句话呢，也暗指着当时的那个法利赛人。
Pride comes in every part of our lives.
我们生命当中呢，其实每一个部分、每一个阶段都会遇到骄傲这样的问题。
Jesus is calling us to be careful.
耶稣主耶稣在这里告诉我们要千万小心。
Even when we're successful.
即使在我们很成功的那个时候，也要当心。
Or should I say, especially when we're successful?
也许我应该说，尤其是在成功的时候，更是要当心。
Now, as we go back, I want to talk about Enron one more time.
所以再说一点关于这个 Enron 这个公司的事情。
Next slide. The woman who exposed the problem with Enron, she wrote a book.
那有一位女士呢，揭露这个安然公司的这个情况，写了一本书。
The smartest guys in the room.
啊，怎么翻译？就是房间里最聪明的人，或者最聪明的那些人。
There is now a movie you can go watch. I watched it. Called The Smartest Guys in the Room.
现在又出了一个纪录片，你可以去看，也同样是这个一个题目。
You know, these guys are the smartest guys in the room.
这些人是在座当中最聪明的那些人。
And then there's a play on Broadway, The Smartest Guys in the Room.
那好莱坞也有一个戏剧名，这个名称也叫这个。
These guys were successful.
这些都是很成功的人士。
But in the book and in the movie, it opens with an interesting phrase.
这个书和那个纪录片里面一开头有这么一句话。
It started with pride, it rose with pride, and it collapsed with pride.
借着骄傲起家，借着骄傲，哎，这个升高，也随着骄傲而沦丧。
So while the passage is about spiritual pride,I think we have to worry about all kinds of pride.
虽然今天的经文讲的是灵里的那种属灵的那种骄傲，但是我想任何一种的骄傲都是值得我们警惕的。
Educational pride?
也许是这种学术上的骄傲，教育上的骄傲。
How big our house is?
或者是我们房子有多大，这方面的骄傲。
How much money we have?
也许你个人的收入。
How successful our children are?
或者是我们的孩子成功到什么程度，这方面的骄傲。
You know, pride comes in many ways.
骄傲有各种各样的方式、形式。
And Jesus is warning us to take care.
耶稣在这里警告我们要留心。
But not only is he warning us to take care of pride, he's actually bringing encouragement.To people who actually feel a lot of shame in their lives. They're the opposite of somebody that's proud.
那主这里不光是警告骄傲的人，同时他还在鼓励我们那些当中那些因为自己的罪呢感到非常的非常非常的羞耻羞愧，感到非常的痛心忧伤的这些人，也来鼓励我们。
You know, you have to remember that as we go on to humility and we look at this.Tax collector, he's a man who is broken in his heart.
我们看到这个税吏，他那个动作和话语显示出他心里面是那么的忧伤，心实际上是破碎的那一个人。
His broken heart revealed a heart of humility, which Jesus says that's exactly what God's looking for.
他因为罪而心碎。So with, 这显示出他是一个谦卑的人，也就是耶稣基督想要的那种人。
You know, so what does Jesus say about him? He's standing at the back. He's sitting towards the back of the church.
耶稣这样描述他，说他远远的，就是在那个教会的离那个殿远远的站着。
He's unwilling to lift his eyes.
连抬起眼睛看天都不敢。
Why?
为什么不敢呢？
He has shame.
因为很羞愧嘛。
Does it tell us that he's done something terrible?
没有告诉我们说他做这个事情是非常多么的罪恶的一个什么事情。
No, I think he could have yelled at his wife.
也可能他仅仅就是对自己的妻子发了脾气。
Who knows what he did?
我们不知道他做的这个事情具体是什么。
But his conscience is probably so great, it's a little thing.
但他的良心却是非常多。对神的认识很敏感，所以对自己的罪感觉得非常强烈。
But he can't lift his eyes because he knows how holy God is.
他不敢望天，是因为他知道神，也就是天是多么的圣洁。
He's beating his breast.
然后捶着自己的胸膛。
And he says something really interesting. He says, "Me, I'm the sinner."
说的话也很有值得我们去看。他说：“神啊，可怜我。”这个罪人。
Now, the Pharisee stood and he said, "God, I thank you, I."
那个法利赛人却说：“谢谢你神，我和别人不一样。”
Yeah, God, I thank you, I.
他说：“我怎么样？”
But this man, knowing the holiness of God, stands and says, "Me, the sinner."
但税吏知道神的圣洁， 祈求的是神的开恩可怜。
Jesus says that this is the man that went to his house justified, not the other one.
但这个人回家去，比那个人倒算为义了。
And this word justified also means righteous.
算为义，意思就是说，这个人呢就啊被算成是一个公义的一个人，在神眼中就是合神的标准、合格的一个人。
I mean, think about it. The man is so broken in his heart, he can't even raise his eyes. He's probably mumbling, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And yet Jesus is saying, this man is righteous.
我们可以想象这个场景。这个税吏呢，因为罪忧伤心碎，祷告的时候嘴里面可能就嘟嘟嘟嘟，可能都不敢大声的来讲出他这种自信的话语。但是神看见之后就说，这个人是义的。
Does he feel righteous?
税吏自己有没有觉得自己是义的？
No.
没有。
He feels he needs God's mercy.
没有，他觉得他需要神来怜悯他。
And yet God says he's righteous.
但神却说他算为义了。
When Jesus talks about the children, he is also talking about this tax collector.
主耶稣谈到那些小孩子，天国里的人像那种小孩子的时候呢，也是在谈这个税吏，这个自卑的这个
税吏。Now listen to me.
所以有句话请大家听清楚。
Are you a person that feels ashamed because of your sin?
你有没有为自己的罪觉得很羞愧？
A little broken and you want to kind of hide?
是不是觉得心里面非常难过，心碎，不愿意去面对那个神？
You feel bad because of something that you've done or you've said or you've thought.
可能自己曾经做过、说过，甚至想过某些事情，你觉得你心里面很难受。
I'm not worthy to be in the presence of God.
我不配到神的面前来。
Jesus says to you, you are righteous and you will go home righteous. And he says to you, the kingdom of God belongs. The kingdom of God belongs to these kind of people.
如果你心里是这样的，那耶稣告诉你的是什么？就是说你倒是算为义的。然后神国里的人就像是你这样的人。
We are humbled before God.
我们在神面前谦卑自己的时候。
Because of His holiness.
原因是因为神的圣洁。
And our sin.
和我们自己的罪反差。
So next slide, I want you to notice He's humbled by His own sin, not just God's holiness.
下面这一张图片呢，就是说，是说。这个人的自卑呢，是因为他认识到了自己的罪，自我谦卑。
Next slide. Humbled by our sin.
下一章。
This man is beating his breast.
他在捶着自己的胸膛。
And what is he asking for?
求的是什么？
Now in English it says, be merciful to me.
就是开恩，可怜我。
Okay, in Chinese it says, 可怜我。
可怜我。
Yeah, have pity on me. But you know, in Greek, that's not what it says.
那这个可怜这个字呢，和这段经文里面那个希腊原词不太一样。
In Greek, the word means take all of the punishment that I deserve, offer an animal, kill that animal in my place, and because that animal, i.e. Jesus on the cross,Because that animal has died, my sin is transferred to him, and because of that, then you be merciful to me.
希腊原文这个字有这种含义，这个中文翻译成可怜这个意思，就是说他是在求神把他自己身上那个罪拿出来放在一个动物身上，然后去把这个动物给杀了，借此他的罪得以被赦免。也就是说他需要耶稣基督在十字架。
It reminds me of what David said in the Psalms. I know my transgressions, my sins, they're always in front of me.
就像是大卫王所说的，他说我的罪时常在我面前。
He goes on to say the sacrifices of God, they're a broken spirit.
他就在说在神面前我们要献祭，献什么祭呢？献的祭就是一个忧伤痛悔的心。
A broken spirit and a contrite heart.
一个忧伤的心和痛悔的一个灵。
The Hebrew word for contrite actually means crushed.
希伯来文原文说这个忧伤那个意思，实际上就是一种被 压碎、被破碎的那种心。
How does the heart become broken, and how is the heart crushed?
人的心是被什么东西？怎么样能够被压碎、破碎呢？
It's by becoming aware of the difference between God's holiness and our sinfulness.
当我们意识到神的圣洁和我们的罪恶中间差距多么大的时候，我们的心就碎了。
It drives us to the cross.
我们也就跑到耶稣基督的十字架面前。
Next slide.
下一张。
We grow in our whole knowledge of God's holiness.
对神的圣洁认识的越深
，We grow in the knowledge of our sinfulness.
我们也对自己的罪认识的越是深。
And when humbly before God, we recognize how deep our sin is because of His holiness.
因为看到神那么圣洁，所以相比之下，认识到自己的罪多么的严重，这个时候谦卑就来了。
And that difference breaks our heart. It crushes our heart.
两者之间那个差距那个距离就让我们心就痛悔也就是就碎了
And it's not enough just to be humble
光光自谦卑我们自己还不够
Because when we have that broken heart we turn to Jesus' death on the cross God be merciful to me the sinner and when we trust in that cross completely we end up humble not ashamed humble not filled with guilt humble it's a big difference
那在这样的一个谦卑的心态之下我们来到神的十字架面前开始求他开恩怜悯那个时候呢我们那个时候就变得是谦卑了就是谦卑了而不光光是觉得我心里面多么的羞耻多么的羞愧光光羞耻羞愧还不是那个而是说我们在神面前的姿态是谦卑了谦卑下来
So if you know your Bibles you may recognize that that last psalmA broken spirit and contrite heart comes from Psalm 51, where David is repenting.
如果我们对圣经熟悉的话，今天唱的歌最后一个歌，就是来自于诗篇51篇，那里大卫说，神所喜悦的祭就是一个忧伤、痛悔的心。
You know, he had adultery with Bathsheba.
那大卫和那个别示巴曾经有过犯奸淫。
He got somebody else's wife pregnant.
然后他让另外一个人的妻子怀了孕。
He tried to deceive that husband to come home.
并且还想去欺骗那个丈夫。
Sleep with his wife so that the man would think the child was his.
他想让那个丈夫和他自己的妻子去同床，这样好像造成一种印象，说那个女的怀的孕是从他来的。
And when those lies didn't work, he arranged to have him murdered.
那骗局没有成功呢，他就把这个丈夫呢给谋杀了。
Okay.So you think, okay, well, that's David at that time. That's why he has a contrite heart. He has a contrite heart because his sins were so big.
也许你会说，那当大卫就做了那个事情，所以他心里才忧伤痛悔。
God's not looking for a contrite heart from me.
神，我没有做那样的事情，或者不是那一类的人，所以我心里面为什么会要也要有忧伤痛悔呢？
But in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah says the same thing, and he's talking to everybody.
但是呢，先知以赛亚谈到这个事情的时候呢，他是指所有的人，指着所有的人而说的。
下一个，下一章。
下一章。
Look at this. The psalm says the sacrifices of God are a broken heart, contrite spirit. But look at what God says. And I especially, if you feel bad, if you feel broken, I need you to hear this. It says, "Heaven is my throne, really, really high."My holiness. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. I am so much higher than any of you. But this is the one that I will look at and that I will care for.
如果诗篇51篇讲到的是这个神要的祭是忧伤痛悔的心。如果你心里面因为罪充满了忧伤羞耻罪恶感觉的时候呢要仔细看这样一节经文就是说神在以赛亚书57章15节说的是以赛亚书66章2节他说但他说天是我的座位地是我的脚凳但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人
If you're humble you have a contrite spirit and when you read God's word and see his holiness it makes you shake what he's saying is you're the kind of person I care for
你心里面谦卑痛悔忧伤 这个时候你来到神的话语面前，看到神的话语和圣洁，我们就会战惊。
I dwell in the high and holy place, he says.
神说我住在至高至圣的所在。
You know, think of that graph. I dwell in this high and holy place.
刚才我们看到向上走的那个箭头，就神是住在至高至圣的地方。
But I also dwell with that person whose knowledge of his sin is so great that he has a contrite and a lowly spirit.
但是神也与那些心灵痛悔、谦卑、知道自己有罪、忧伤的人，也和他们同居，就是住在一起。
But I would say that for those of us who have pride and we know a little bit about our sin, and pride comes in and says, "I'm not that sinful," and we at the same time says, "God can't be that holy because if God is really holy, I don't want to deal with my sin." I don't think God dwells with those people.
但如果我们因为骄傲的缘故，对神的圣洁变得非常的钝感，认为神也不那么圣洁，对自己的罪也变得不痛不痒，认为自己的罪没有那么严重。我想，如果我们心里面是这样的时候，神不会和我们住在一起，不会和这样的人住在一起。
But for you who have that broken spirit, God is in your heart.
但忧伤痛悔人，心里面忧伤痛悔的人呢？神和你的心是一样的。
He's not even sitting next to you. He says, "I dwell in you."
他说，神说，甚至他并不是在说我和那个人坐在旁边，乃是说我住在他们的心里。
Take heart, be encouraged.
所以让我们在这里得到鼓励，得到鼓舞，要不要害怕
？And what I think we need to do is go straight to the cross.
我们需要做的事情就是说，我们需要直奔主耶稣的十字架。
So the third thing that I want to talk about is humility and the cross.
所以今天我想讲第三点，就是我们谦卑来到神的十字架。
You know, the Apostle Paul, who did not grow in sin in his life, grew in his knowledge of his own sinfulness.
使徒保罗虽然在他的人生当中呢，并没有犯越来越多的罪，但是呢，他对神的圣洁的认识却是越来的越深。
The older he got, the deeper his sense of his own sinfulness was.
然而呢，使徒保罗年龄越高，年纪越大的时候呢，他对神的圣洁认识越深，接着对自己的罪的认识就越来越深了。
One of the first letters he wrote was to the church at Corinth, and he says, "I am the least of all the apostles. I'm not even fit to be called an apostle." So I'm less than the best.
他写的信当中呢，有这个哥林多前书，是他的书信当中较早的一封信。那里面他是这样自己描述自己的：我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒。
And then towards the end of his life, he said to me, "I am the least of all the saints." So before, I'm not fit to be called an apostle with the best. Now I'm not even fit to be with the saints.
但他年长了一点的时候呢，在这个以弗所书三章八节，他说：“我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。”前面是说使徒里最小的，但这里是说众圣徒里面最小的，就是把自己又降卑。
And right before he died, he said, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the chief of all sinners. I'm the biggest sinner in the world," is what this apostle claims.
那就在使徒保罗这个升天之前的不久，他又一次谈到自己说，基督在罪人中我是个罪魁，就是说罪人当中最大的那一个。
Is he sinning more?
是他这样认识自己，越来越觉得自己是罪的时候，是不是说他真的就犯的罪越来越多了呢
？Are other people looking at him and saying, "Man, he's been an apostle all these years, but he keeps sinning more and more and more"?
是不是说别人眼中看到，哎呀，这个人这一辈子从此当的都是使徒，可是他做的这犯的罪的这个事情是越来越多了呢
？Why would his knowledge of his own sinfulness get deeper and deeper as he matures？
他怎么就觉得自己越来越这个罪恶越来越多呢，越深呢
？It's because his knowledge of God's holiness is growing.
原因并不是说他自己做的事罪恶的事情越来越多了，乃是说他对神的圣洁的认识越来越深了。
And because of that, he says, I want to tell you nothing, nothing except the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以他越来越认识到这一点的时候，他就对这些教会说，我到你们当中的时候呢，我就不想谈任何的事情，我不想让你们觉得我知道任何的事情，我唯一知道的就是耶稣的十字架。
As we grow in our knowledge of our sinfulness, cross becomes our hope.
我们呢，自己的认对罪的认识越深，就越来越认识到神的耶稣的十字架是我们唯一的盼望。
下一个 ，one more。
下一章。
You know, unfortunately, we have a screen and it hides the cross.
这里我们这个好像是把那个十字架挡住了，是不是？
So remember, there's a cross back here.
哦，我们这个什么这个屏幕的后面哈有一个。
Okay, so actually, I want you to do something for me, okay?
所以大家，请大家这里有一个。
Right here. There's a cross right here.
这里有个十字架。
Every time you walk into this room, you look at that cross.
所以我想请大家以后每一次你到这个大堂里面来的时候，
you look at that cross.
看一眼这个十字架，还有那个。
And I want you to come in here when the screen is up, and I want you to look at that cross.
所以我想请大家仔细的看一看那个十字架。
Why?
为什么？
Because the cross is everything.
因为它是我们一切的一切。
You know, Paul, when he comes to the Corinth, he writes about some problems they have.
保罗谈到哥林多教会里面那么多的问题的时候，
And one of the problems was pride.
其中一个很大的一点就是他们的骄傲。
So what does he say? He says, let no man boast before God. He's not saying, don't come and boast to God.
他说，不要让人夸口。他这意思并不是说要这些人来到教会了以后不要夸口。
He's saying, because God is everywhere and you are always before him, don't ever boast in pride.
他是在说，因为神那么的崇高，充满一切，就是一切，所以我们从来都不应该说因为有骄傲而夸口。
But if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord.
但是如果你要夸口，你别夸别的，就指着主而夸。
If you're going to be proud of something, don't be proud of yourself. Be proud of Jesus Christ.
如果你想感受一下自己多么自豪的话，不要觉得自己怎么样，而是指着主去自豪去。
It says that Christ has become our righteousness.
因为基督成了我们的义，成就了我们的，就是变成了我们的义。
That poor, broken tax collector left with Jesus Christ being his righteousness.
就像是刚才那个税吏一样，店里面忧伤痛悔，回到家里面呢，结果神或者是耶稣就成了他的义，所以他就算为义了。
Remember when that man said, "Be merciful to me." That word "mercy" was not just "kilian," it was "punish this animal, punish Jesus Christ for my sin, and because of his death, because of the death of Jesus Christ."You can't have mercy. So what he's actually doing is saying, Jesus, because of your cross and your death for me, please have mercy.
就刚才讲过一次，税吏祷告求可怜的时候，那个可怜那个字，实际上他是在求神把他的罪放在一个动物上，然后把那个动物杀了，赦免他的。所以他回到家以后，他就得到了那个他求的那个义，那个义。
And at the end of life, when we go to face God on the judgment day, we have something to boast about.
我们在末日审判到神面前的时候，那个时候我们是有一样东西我们可以去夸口的。
And it won't be our prayer life.
不是说我们自己祷告生活多么的好。
Won't be how we love other people.
也不是说我们对别人爱心多大。
We'll stand before God and we're going to boast in Jesus Christ.
站在神面前唯一可以让我们夸口的呢，就是耶稣基督。我们有了耶稣基督，这个可以让你夸。
And all that shame will be gone.
那个时候，如果你还有罪恶感、羞耻感，那些感觉就没有了。
That heart will come alive.
那个时候，我们的心和灵呢，就活过来了。
And so between now and that time, from the beginning to the end, Paul says, "I'm determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
在那一天来临之前，我们还要再过我们平常的日子。每天这个过程当中呢，保罗说，除了耶稣基督和他的十字架以外，我别的什么都不懂，我别的什么都不知道。
Because if we're clinging to the cross of Jesus Christ, nothing else matters.
因为我们紧紧抓住那个十字架的时候呢，别的事情都无关紧要。
It all begins with Jesus on the cross. It ends with Jesus on the cross. And the whole entire time in between, it's Jesus on the cross and his resurrection.
基督徒的人生开始就是从耶稣基督的十字架开始的。终结也是终结到耶稣基督的十字架，中间整个过程也是充满了主耶稣和他的十字架。
Don't take your eyes off the cross.
所以不要让我们的眼睛离开那个十字架。
Kenley at Enron.
就是那个刚才那个安然公司那个 Kenley.
Guilty.
他是有罪的。
They thought the sentence would probably be about 125 years in prison.
本来应该得的是125年的这种监狱刑禁。
But while he was waiting for the sentence, he had a heart attack and died.
那就在等待判决的时候呢，结果心脏病突发就死了。
And I don't mean to be judgmental, but I don't think he's where his father is.
我这里不想论断他，但是我觉得他可能现在并没有在他父亲那个地所在那个地方。
His father was a Baptist pastor, and he decided he didn't like the Christianity stuff because he didn't like being poor.
他父亲是一个浸信会的一个牧师，可是这个 Kingley 呢，觉得说我不喜欢基督教那一套，因为他们谈的都是一些这个十字架那一类的东西。
You know what did Jesus say?
那但是耶稣说的是什么？
Gain the whole world, lose your soul.
人即使赚了全世界，却失掉了自己的灵魂。
One of the richest men in the world, but he lost it all.
他可能是世上张 Kingley 最富的那一位，但最后。
But there's others. They lose everything, but they gain Christ.
但是还有其他很多的人，虽然这个今生当中的这种世上这种荣华富贵，虽然失掉了。但是他却得到了耶稣基督那儿的永生。
Humility is a great thing.
谦卑是个很好的东西。
I like being here.
我本人呢，我很喜欢在我们这个教会里面。
There's a lot of humble people in this church.
这个教会里面有很多人很是谦卑的人。
It's a blessing to be around humble people.
和他们在一起，和谦卑的人。能够和他们有打交道是很受祝福的一件事情。
People become older, and we don't see this incredible humility and godliness in them.
人慢慢的年纪大了的时候呢，他那个谦卑和从神而来的圣洁，就我们就能够看得越来越清楚。
Look at that humility and follow it.
所以你如果看到有人谦卑。那就跟着他学。
One of the things that I like about being here is actually Pastor Jeremy.
这个教会里面我很喜欢有一点就是我们的朱志明牧师。
I meet with him for about an hour to 2 hours a week every Wednesday morning.
每个星期星期三早晨呢，我们两个都会碰面一个多小时的事情。
He's a humble man.
他这个人谦卑，是个谦卑的人。
I mean, with me, he has never shown anything but humility.
他带我和我相处的时候呢，展示出来的就没有任何别的一种品质，就是谦卑。
And I appreciate it because I once worked with a pastor who was very proud.
对这一点我心里很感恩，很赞赏，因为我曾经和这个很骄傲的一些牧师共过事。
So forgive my digression, but I just want to tell you I really appreciate him because of his humility.
对不起，我这里有点岔开了，但是我就是想告诉大家说，我非常的赞赏我们的朱牧师他的谦卑的心。
And I appreciate every person in this room who shows godly humility.
那在座的每一位，你身上有那种神的圣洁敬虔，我也都非常的欣赏你们。
God lives inside of you.
那神呢，实际上就住在你们当中。
Let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I do pray that you would help us to live under the cross.
父神，我祈求你帮助我们，让我们就在你的十字架的下面来学习度过我们的人生。
And I do pray that you would continue to grow down to earth godliness inside of each of us.
求你继续帮助我们每一个人，让我们继续在这种谦卑，在这种朴实啊圣洁里面继续的增长。
Help us to continue to grow to be a church of godly humility.
帮助我们让这个教会继续的成长，越来越向神有一个敬虔谦卑的心。
And help us to be a group of people that is constantly focused on the cross of Jesus Christ.
让我们这群人持续不断地把我们所有的注意力都放在耶稣基督的十字架的上面。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
我们这样求是奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。